Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. When I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is shut down. Now in its second full day, millions of American workers at risk, including National Guard members, some of whom are being ordered into cities across the country.
A lot of these people had paying civilian jobs, and they left those. They're now spreading mulch and cleaning up trash in D.C. They're being sent to Portland to train. We're also talking about Memphis. We're talking about Baton Rouge, Louisiana. There are a lot of cities where Trump wants to send these guard troops. So the number I calculated is 3,600 troops that could potentially be operating across U.S. cities.
That's ABC's Ann Flaherty. Congress is off today. No votes because of Yom Kippur. Two Delta Airlines regional jets colliding at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night. At least one person was injured in what's being called a low-speed collision. The U.N. says it's closely monitoring the flotilla of ships loaded with aid for Gaza after the Israeli Navy boarded the ships and brought the activists on board to Israel. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage. and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, reporting from World Dairy Expo with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. November milk up 49 to 1740, December up 39 to 1746, January up 24 to 1720, February up 13 at 1710. Cheese markets were higher, barrels and blocks up 3.5, barrels at 172.5, 40-pound blocks at 175.5, two trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 172.5, seven trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 116.25, two trades on the day. Dry whey down 0.75 to 64, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mixed. Feeder cattle also were mixed. Now, boxed beef prices were mixed. And really, the trade in the cattle markets have hit some resistance levels. And so the trade's moving back from those levels, waiting to see further consumer demand. Hog markets also moved mostly lower again. After reaching those resistance levels, the profit taking kicked in. Lower pork cutout values also pressured the market. October live cattle down 75 cents to 231.10. October feeder cattle down 205 to 358.97. October hogs down $1.42 to 98.42. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans led the entire grain complex higher late in the session. Buying kicked in after President Trump announced that Chinese soybean purchases would be a topic of discussion when he chats with the Chinese president. Also, because of the government shutdown, the WASD report and the crush report all being canceled because of the government shutdown, that led to double-digit gains in soybeans. Corn following suit, moving higher, not as high as soybeans. Wheat also moving higher. December corn up 1 to 416.5. New crop 26 up 2.5 to 461.5. November beans up 11.25 to 1013. New crop 26 up 9 to 1063. December wheat up 1.25 to 509.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets Wednesday at Elsevia Durand. Cash corn 357, December 362, January 363, new crop 26, 402. Cash beans 908, December 911, January 916, new crop 26, 953. Big River Resources Boyceville cash and November corn 366.5, November 371.5, January 388.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn at 372, December 369, January 378. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 361, cash beans 928. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 361, new crop 26, 411, cash beans 918, new crop 26, 973. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 371, November 371, April 412, cash beans 923, November 923, April 1012, new crop 26, 1003. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, new crop corn 363, December 366, new crop beans 931, December 941. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 221 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 194 to 222, market cows 110 to 165, bulls 160 to 210, calves 450 to 1700, Beef steers, $2.75 to $6.45. Holstein steers, $2.10 to $600. Sheep markets, light lambs, $2.35 and down. Market lambs, $2.37 and down. Ewes, $90 and down. Goat markets, does, $140 and down. Bucks, $175 and down. At Sembrota, feeder lambs, $50 to $2.75. Fed lambs, $185 to $234. Ewes, $85 to $110. That is a check of markets. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins. You're listening to WRDN.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip off.
at a pole. We'll go fishing in the crawfish hole. Five-car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line.
You get a line.
I get a pole.
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
hole.
Five-car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line.
You get a line.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You got your little way. Hurting me, you know just how to tear me up. Leave me in small pieces on the ground. You got your little way. One cold look from you can knock me down. To look at you and me, no one would ever know the pain that I've endured. I won't let it show. My friends would laugh out loud if they only knew the truth.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. Expo going on all this week, and it looks like we're going to have some pretty nice weather. We have our newsmaker segment coming up next hour and that ag weather forecast as well. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The dairy markets are trying to gain some traction. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The dairy markets have been back and forth over the last few months and have struggled to find really any type of direction. Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing says there are multiple reasons behind the market swings.
I think the reason the market can't get enough traction right now is simply that there's just a little bit more product than is needed right now. And if you look at the milk production reports, I think they say everything. Milk production per cow is up. Milk cows are up. Efficiency, that's the milk production per cow. Really important. Good feed, cheap feed. You've got a lot of good things, but the big catalyst maybe behind this idea, the herd holding together or growing a little bit month in and month out, is this very, very, very nice price for beef calves or calves. And so it's a balancing act between breeding for beef and trying to hold heifers back and not hold heifers back. So I think there's just a lot of dynamics.
The late August, early September bounce in the butter price really hasn't happened yet.
It is a product that is very attractive to the marketplace right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see the butter market all of a sudden start to make a turn and move at least respectively back toward the areas where it came from, looking for that $2 to $2.50 area. To get overly optimistic on that, I think we have to have some strong expectation that world inventories are getting narrowed down or that demand is going to increase. Global dairy trade reflects all of that. And the global dairy trade has not had a strong track record as of late. In fact, it's been a weak one. So you've got a weak international market. You've got ample inventory, and it's a good bargain.
Doherty's encouraging producers to be patient because more demand will cycle in.
Well, what I'm trying to do is temper attitudes that we're at market clearing prices that are reducing the cow herd, that the dairy herd worldwide is on the decline, and that we're ready to see a big run higher. Unfortunately, we're still in the expansion phase right now, and part of this might be the growing pains of looking at expansion of plants that can handle the inventory. Well, you need more cows, and more cows, more inventory, more product at a lower level, at least for a while.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back?
If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Come on!
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. As everything underway here at Expo all this week, and we'll be having reports throughout the day and on future editions as well of the Morning Farm Report. Be listening for those from World Dairy Expo. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FPNX podcast. As another week slips by with no Chinese purchases of American soybeans, the future of agricultural trade is attracting more attention. Luke Lindberg, USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs, announced a new plan which they hope will drive more sales of American products. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
USDA officials recently unveiled an aggressive three-point plan aimed at narrowing the country's $50 billion agricultural trade deficit and boosting ag export sales. The announcement came during last week's National Association of State Departments of Agriculture meeting in Nebraska. Luke Lindberg, USDA's Undersecretary for Trade, said that the Trump administration is focused on, quote, negotiating fair, reciprocal deals that benefit U.S. producers, farmers, and ranchers. The first piece in the plan is the America First Trade Promotion Program. USDA plans to invest $285 million in this next year, and then the same amount each year after, starting in 2027, utilizing that money to market U.S. farm goods abroad. This is designed to supplement existing programs like the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program. The second component is a new approach to trade missions, known as trade reciprocity for U.S. manufacturers and producers. These rapid response delegations will target countries where the administration has negotiated new reciprocal trade agreements. Most of these new deals feature tariffs in the 10 to 20% range, which are higher than pre-2025 levels, but they are also opening tariff-free access for some U.S. exports and ease certain non-tariff barriers. The USDA said the goal is to get buyers and sellers together fast after a deal, focusing on high-return, low-risk markets. And the third piece is a revamp of export financing tools. USDA plans to reinvigorate the GSM 102 Credit Guarantee Program. Lindberg said this financing is crucial to help foreign buyers access American grain, meat, and specialty crop markets. Dan Hallstrom, the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, welcomed the plan, saying the added investment will help bring more value to U.S. beef, pork, and lamb exports. And Lindberg emphasized that the strategy is about speed, as the U.S. looks to strengthen trade relationships outside of China. I'll have more when we come back.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Ag trade experts say the USDA's new trade promotion plan won't fix every challenge faced by American farmers, but by boosting promotion of American commodities overseas, speeding up trade missions, and improving financing, the plan will hopefully bring in some new buyers for Americans' farm commodities. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, a proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man can make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. You're down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To L.A., but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on a rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. It sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. On me, no, she
further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. The Wisconsin Soybean Association is disheartened by yet another administration fumble on trade. And a statement from Doug Rebau, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, said that soybean farmers in Wisconsin are fed up. The U.S. government's decision to extend a $20 billion swap line to Argentina just as China rushed to purchase 20 shiploads of Argentinian soybeans underscores the dangers our own leaders are inflicting on American agriculture. The statement went on to say that Wisconsin farmers are not asking for government handouts. They're demanding fairness. The statement said, while soybeans pile up unsold and prices sink, our governments chose to funnel billions of dollars to a competing nation, only to watch their soybean sail straight to China. The statement said, the decision is indefensible and signals to rural America that the contributions to food security, trade, and the broader economy are being taken for granted. The Wisconsin Soybean Association is calling on President Trump and his administration to immediately resolve the trade war with China. Meanwhile, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, led 13 colleagues in calling on President Trump to halt the plan to send a $20 billion bailout to Argentina. The Argentinian government just suspended its soybean export taxes, undercutting American farmers in the international market. She said, despite that, you're still reportedly moving forward with the bailout for the country. The senator said in a letter to the White House, American soybean farmers already hurting from the sweeping tariffs deserve better. The senator said it's unclear why the White House would use taxpayer dollars to bolster the re-election campaign of a foreign president while the country takes steps to undermine U.S. farmers. As the American Soybean Association puts it, quote, U.S. soybean prices are falling. The harvest is underway and farmers read headlines about not securing a trade agreement with China, but that the government is extending billions of dollars to Argentina. A lead veterinarian at Ridgeland Farms has had their license suspended. The suspension came as a result of a unanimous vote by the Veterinary Examining Board of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Dr. Richard Van Domelen was previously allowed to keep practicing under certain conditions. The board, however, held an emergency vote on Tuesday to suspend him after a surprise inspection found issues with record keeping. Some good news for the Red Cedar River in western Wisconsin. UW Extension's reporting that phosphorus levels on the Red Cedar River are declining due to farming practices aimed at reducing runoff from farmland. According to Extension, over 11,000 pounds of phosphorus has been kept out of the river in 2024 due to the cost-sharing programs that help farmers pay for soil health practices to improve water quality. The White House Office of Management and Budget is requiring USDA to maintain a plan for agency operations in the absence of appropriations. The plan shows a total of 85,907 USDA employees on board before the government shutdown took place Wednesday morning. According to the plan, a total of 42,256 agency employees were placed on furlough. The plan shows that the work getting paused during a shutdown includes most of the risk management agency. Natural Resources Conservation Service, Foreign Agriculture Service, Food and Nutrition Service, and other segments of the agency. The shutdown will partially affect employees who work face-to-face with farmers, as more than 6,000 of the 9,000-plus Farm Service Agency employees are going on furlough. There's still time to attend World Dairy Expo as it runs through Friday. There's still a lot of activities that are happening at Expo. Lisa Benke, Communications Manager for World Dairy Expo, says there's a handy app available that will help you find who and what you're looking for while at the show.
Download the darn thing. It's free, and it's going to really give you a boost when you get here. If you want to be efficient with your time spent here, I guarantee you that app is going to save you time and help you connect with the people that you need to here at World Dairy Expo. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right, is the people and making those connections, and that's what people do here all week long is network and shake deals and strike bargains and make purchases. It's such a phenomenal week.
Again, World Dairy Expo continues through Friday. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. From World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
began to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes and I wake up with a number 1, I swear I'll never do it anymore. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels on the backstreet boys. Hey, hey, hey. Criticize the girls at all. Cause I'm no Robert Redford, even Overhaul. But we all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now ain't it funny, ain't it strange, the way a man's opinions change when he starts to face that lonely night.